Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Death of a Dentist by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Davina Porter. This work is copyrighted 1997 by M.C. Beaton. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Hamish Macbeth prefers to keep his teeth for as long as possible, and so usually journeys all the way to Inverness, avoiding the local dentists who would as soon pull a tooth as look at it. But a toothache can drive a man mad, and therefore to Dr. Frederick Gilchrist's dental surgery in the little village of Brakey. And now, Death of a Dentist.
Chapter 1. For there was never yet a philosopher that could endure the toothache patiently. William Shakespeare. It was a chill autumn in the Highlands of Scotland when Police Constable Hamish Macbeth awoke in hell. The whole side of his jaw was a burning mass of pain. Toothache. The sort of toothache so bad you cannot tell which tooth is infected because the pain runs through them all. His dentist was in Inverness, and he felt he couldn't bear the long drive. Loch Doo, the village in which his police station was situated, didn't boast a dentist. The nearest one was at Brakey, a small town 20 miles away. The dentist there was Frederick Gilchrist. The problem was that Hamish Macbeth still had all his teeth, and meant to keep them all, and Mr. Gilchrist had a reputation for pulling out teeth rather than saving them, which suited the locals, who still preferred...